In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
We are thrilled to be here. No, seriously.
Hello.
We are thrilled to be here. We are really, really, really thrilled to be here. We are more thrilled than you can even imagine. Because in this plane of existence, where you find yourselves living in this reality, where you think it is a certain date, a certain time, a certain month, a certain period of your life, a certain level of consciousness within the world, in this time period right now, this is all there is. There is literally nothing else. Nothing else is going on except for what's happening right now in this moment. In this moment, on Earth, you have chosen to get together to talk about something you're interested in. You're following an interest. Why are you following that interest? Well, it could be a number of different reasons, but it doesn't really matter. That interest has brought you all together. Do you see how a desire birthed an attraction that created something in reality that was a thread, and you tugged on the thread, and you tugged on the thread, and something else came up, something else came up, something else came up, and then suddenly you find yourself all here at this moment together, talking about something that interests you, just for the joy of it, possibly for a reward later down. You might be thinking that you're going to get something out of it, that you might create a life that you prefer. And that's fine. That's all part of it. That's part of the game. But the true essence of what you created here is this moment that you're here together focusing on one thing. And if you can do this, if somehow you can get to this point that you did not plan to get to, that you made no goals to get here, but you got to this point where you're all together talking and listening and having fun, and that's what you created. That's the manifestation. Did you do it alone? Did you do it with others? Well, certainly you all played your part. But the main driving force of this was the universe setting things up for you. It's the system. It's designed that way. It can't be any other way. You have an interest and you go step by step by step by step by step by step to land where you are in this now moment. Imagine that. Imagine that that's all you have to do to create more wonderful things than you could imagine, more fun experiences, more heights of expansion. That's what you're here for. That's what you knew what would happen. You knew all of this would happen prior to birth. And then somehow along the way, you got convinced that life did not work this way. You were told that you had to be safe, that you had things to fear, that you had to be careful, that you had to care what other people thought, that you had to live life a certain way in order to get certain things, and that if you didn't control those certain aspects or the conditions or the people or even yourself, you couldn't get what you wanted. But you didn't even know you wanted this. You had no idea. And here you are. And all the stuff that surrounds this, you manifested. You manifested the event in Las Vegas, the cruises, the Facebook page, the books that you're reading, all these things. You manifested all that. And you didn't do it because you knew that's what you wanted. You did it because you had an interest and you followed the interest. We have just said possibly the most enlightening thing that's ever been said in the history of the world. And we can't imagine that there's anything more to add to that. That little snippet of information is all you need to create the most magical life that's ever been lived by any person in the history of the world. And with that, we would like to talk about anything you want to talk about. We intend for this to be more of a magical, incredible, uplifting, empowering conversation than we've ever had before. And those of you who are joining us in this conversation, and those of you who are listening right now, and those of you who will listen in the future, in future generations, are all part of this manifestation, are all co-creative partners in this dance we're doing together. And that is why we are thrilled to be here. Who would like to start?
I would, Joshua. It's Isabel.
Hello, Isabel.
Hello. So this is actually the topic that I want to discuss.
What are the odds?
What a coincidence. So I was having a discussion with a group of friends of mine, and I had an idea to pursue basically a kiosk for breads. And I went to Montreal to look for a baker, to find a good baker and a French baguette. So I came back from my trip from Montreal, and my friend's like, how was it? Did you find a baker? And I said, no, I found great bagels. I found great chocolate croissants, but I did not find a baker for baguettes, and I'm really okay with it. And she's like, what do you mean you're okay with it? And I said, well, maybe I'm not meant to find a baker in Montreal. Maybe I'm not meant to do this venture, and I'm really okay with the outcome. It's just fun for me. So she said, well, you need to persevere. And I said, well, if I'm interested in it, absolutely. I said, I happen to be interested in it. I do find it curious and a challenge. Can I find a baguette in the United States of America and not Paris? Maybe it will be a quest for 20 years. I don't know. So that opened up a whole conversation of, because I said, look, I'm going to be led to the right person. I'm going to be led to the right baker if this is meant to be. She's like, well, what do you mean meant to be? And I'm like, well, I am learning to unplan my life. That is my goal. I'm not saying that's your goal, but that is my goal. If a goal is a goal, because it's not really. It's just being allowing. So we had a really long discussion over it, and I said, this would be a perfect discussion with the group of being led, being allowing versus perseverance, giving up, that kind of stuff.
So let's start at the beginning. You had an inspiration. What was the inspiration?
The inspiration was to create a business of bread being made at 3 p.m. So it is uber fresh for myself, true, and other folks to get bread without going to the grocery store.
And generally that bread is made when?
Early in the morning.
And in your business, the inspiration came for what exact purpose? Now, were you inspired because you thought it would be nice to be able to pick up bread on the way home that was fresh?
Yes.
Or were you inspired to own a business?
It could be both.
So what was the initial inspiration? Was to pick up bread on the way home?
Right. Yes, definitely good food. Yes.
That led to this other idea. Right? Because yes, you could have persevered in finding a baker that baked bread in the afternoon. There might be one that exists. There might not be one that exists. You might, many different ways that you could have found that. It could have been
right,
buying par break bread, making your own bread, having a bread maker that you set a timer to, all these different ways. But your next thing was this business idea. You thought, if I liked it, if I had this thing, then other people would have this desire, and that I can fulfill the desires of others while also having my own business, while also doing things that seem like they would be fun. And now this led you to Montreal in
yes,
search of this, but it was still a fun trip, was it not?
Yes.
It was still a life-changing, expansive experience.
Yes.
Now, here you are, living life for the purpose of what?
Exploring.
And this
allowing
inspiration led you to another interest, to this another inspiration to go to Montreal. And in Montreal, you did not find what you thought you were going to find, but you expanded nonetheless. And maybe you subconsciously even, not consciously aware, got the germs or the seeds, the germination of other interests, other desires, things that that one day in the future you will look back and say, you know, if I hadn't gone to Canada that time, I wouldn't have done this and this and that, and that would never have led me to this. And so you never know. Now, just as we had stated before, you are all here at one time. You are all manifesting this conversation at this time. You did not know this is how it was going to end up when you first read the book or listened to a podcast or, you know, watched The Secret, for instance. You did not know it would all lead to this. And yet here you are. The manifestation of this one thing is exactly the same as the manifestation of anything. You do not know how you're going to lead it to it. Your vibration leads you to it. And so the vibration being open to the idea that you don't have to get anything done. You don't have to make anything happen. You just have to follow inspiration. And in seeing everything as fine as it is, you're not trying to fix anything. So you're not steering the wheel. You're in the back seat knowing that the driver knows how to bring you there. But if you're in the back seat saying, that's a wrong turn, that's a wrong turn, that's a wrong turn, you should go this way, you should go this way, you should go this way, the driver will do whatever you want to do. But it's just not an efficient way to get to your destination. Not that there is a destination, but let's imagine the manifestation of a desire is a destination. So the easier way to get to the manifestation of a desire is to load your vibration with calm, confidence, and faith, seeing everything as good and right, and maintaining the higher perspective so that you can maintain a higher emotional state of being, so that you can be receptive to inspiration to act when you're ready to act. Just as you were ready to act when you had the inspiration to go to Montreal, you had a little fear come up. How can we afford it? Can I take the time off? What will people think? Who can I get to go with me? What happens if this happens? What happens if we've missed a train or the plane or the bus? And you pushed through that inspiration and you went anyway. And so you went with this goal in mind. And the goal was to discover an overland river that ran from New York to California, from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And as you made your trek, your exploration, you found that there was no such river. And therefore, was it a failure? No. You found a way, you persevered to one of the greatest explorations that has ever done. So if you were Lewis and Clark, and you came back, and they said, did you find this river? And you said, no. And they said, it's a failure. And you would say, no, it's not a failure. It's actually going to go down in history as one of the greatest explorations that ever occurred. And people will talk about it for generations to come. Well, that is true of everything that you do. That from the subjective perspective of someone who's seeing you from the outside, they may point out that you failed, right? Because based on the old approach to life, if you didn't control the conditions perfectly, you failed. In the new approach to life, we understand that as you move towards that which interests you, you are raising your vibration and expanding in every single moment. And in that process, you're allowing whatever you want to come to you. Now, you may not know that you would end up here where you are now. But that's not the point. The point is not to know. The point is not to worry about what the outcome is or what the results are. The point is to realize that as long as you're maintaining a high vibration, a high positive emotional state of being, a high perspective, and going, acting on inspiration, going towards inspiration, and pushing past fear, that you're always going to be led to the place you want to be. Always, 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 always. So doesn't that make this life a lot easier? Instead of having to achieve goals all the time, and doing the effort to make those things happen, all you have to do is know that if you're feeling good, you're going towards where you want to go. That's all you have to know. And if you don't feel good, the only work you have to do is to figure out a way to feel good. And the easiest way to figure out how to feel good is to choose a higher perspective. And in that choosing of a higher perspective, you realize that there is no wrong and there's nothing that's bad. And in knowing there's nothing wrong or bad, you don't add wrong or bad to your vibration. You remove it. If you say that this thing I thought was bad, I just don't prefer it, but I don't think it's, you know, bad for me. It's probably right for other people. I'm not going to make a big fuss over it. Well, you've just changed the definition of bad so that now the vibration of that is diminished. And in fact, turned on its head. You turn it from a negative into a positive. So now you've brought forth the positive aspects of that thing you thought was bad before, added that to your vibration, and you just became a 10 times better allower. Just in that, in that thing. So yes, those living in the old approach to life will see you saying what you want to do, doing it, and then not getting anywhere. And they're going to think, well, you had a goal and you moved towards that goal and you failed, or you didn't do what you should have done. You didn't make it happen. You didn't put forth the effort. You didn't persevere. Certainly, perseverance, you can make what you want happen. If you go out in the backyard with a shovel, you can dig long enough to build a pool. But that pool will never be the pool of your dreams. That will never be the pool that brings you the most satisfaction. In fact, you will look at that pool and you'll think of all the effort that it took to make that pool. And you'll say, how come I'm not feeling satisfied in this? We say, if you're interested in digging, that's fine. If that's joy for you, then that's a wonderful thing. If you are in a blissful state and you're digging and digging and digging, well, then we acknowledge that that's not really effort, is it? It's joy. It's bliss. Right? So that's fine. Do what that is. But then if you change your mind the next day and if something else catches your interest and there's something else that you want to move towards, then go with that and leave the other thing behind. And if you start a whole bunch of things and leave them, then that's fine. Now, here's why that's fine. Because in the process of doing that first thing, you raise your vibration. And as you raise your vibration, you attract something else. And now you're a different person with a different vibration, attracting a different thing. But if you want to hold on to doing the thing you started just because you care what other people think and you think you should stick to it and persevere, well, then you're not going to take the inspired action to go to the next thing. And the next thing might be the thing that leads you to the thing you truly want. Do you see how that works?
Yes. And I think I was saying I'm waiting for a sign, but really the sign is inspiration. If I'm inspired to do the next step or to research, it will come.
So what does inspiration feel like?
The inspiration is very subtle. I agree with you when you were teaching us like what inspiration feels like. It feels like your own voice, and it feels like an idea, even though we don't create any ideas. But it does feel like your own creation, and it's just an idea. Like today, I was eating oyster crackers with my soup. It was very good, by the way, everyone. And I was eating my little oyster crackers from Rutland, Vermont. And I was thinking to myself as I was crunching them along, and they're perfectly crispy and puffy and airy, which reminds me of a baguette. And I said, I think I'm going to reach out to this old bakery in Vermont, even though they make oyster crackers, and just poke around. And that was my inspiration. And it felt like my own idea, but there you have it.
So then that inspiration pops up, and you say to yourself, that is interesting, but how am I going to contact them? Who's going to answer the phone? What are they going to think of me? Is this going to go anywhere? Will I seem silly? Those are all the little fears that come up.
Yes. Right?
And so if you say, well, this is just a silly idea, It was just my own silly little idea. I'm not even going to pursue it. Mm-hmm. Or you say, this is inspiration that was handed to me, that was delivered to me, because I'm following the path of my interest, where it leads me, and I am worthy of this path. And if it's interesting to me, that's proof that I'm worthy of it, and that I can pursue it, not because it's going to take me anywhere, but because the universe has an idea. The universe understands how to put all the pieces together that will lead to the most elegant manifestation of my true desire. I can only imagine what my true desire is at this point. Who knows what's going to happen? But I received this inspiration. It was obvious. Now, I can ignore it, sure. But here I am on this path. From the first inspiration to the next inspiration to the next inspiration, I find myself eating soup with oyster crackers and noticing the crackers for the first time, and then looking on the label for the first time to see where they're made, and really tasting the texture of them for the first time. Doesn't that seem like it's putting two and two together? Doesn't it seem like it makes sense? Doesn't it seem like that's the next milepost on the journey? Why not? Why not? If this is infinite intelligence coursing its way through you, and you are an allowing, and you're also the path of least resistance for this idea to get manifested into reality, isn't that how everything gets manifested? Every song, every book, every invention, every innovation, it's the same way. And those who are responsible for bringing these things through, from this higher intelligence, who have reached a vibration for the first time that is high enough to bring forth this idea and to actually bring it forth into physical reality. Well, they're either called inventors, innovators, or crazy people. Either way, they're the tip of the spear of creation. And that's what you all came here for. You are all creators. You are here to create. You are here to create. You are here to bring forth ideas from the non-physical to the physical. That will bring you satisfaction. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. And others may not get it because others are not doing what you're doing. Others are not realizing that these ideas are gifts from the universe and are leading them towards where you want to go. Other people think that they know how things should work out, and that they know what they truly want. And they're on this treadmill trying to get the same thing, the same thing, the same thing, but are never going anywhere because it's a treadmill. You are led one thing after another after another. And those of us here who are following you and who are in this conversation with you and who know how the universe works as you know it, well, we're all cheering you on, and we're all hoping you continue, and you go to the next step and the next step, and we can't wait to see where it all leads.
It might not even be bread.
Who cares what it is? Who cares what it is? Yeah. It might be something so amazing that you'll look back and say, you know, it's interesting. When I had that first inspiration for the bread, well, I had a whole different idea of how this would work out. But now looking back on it, sure, if it started with this idea in the first place, well, I was never ready then. That idea would have sounded insane to me. But I was ready for this idea, which led to that, to that, to that, to that, and finally to this end idea. When Gary was on his way to channel Joshua, we couldn't have come forth and said, channel Joshua. We had to lead him to the secret, to Abraham, to meditation, step by step by step by step by step. Because he would have thought only crazy people do what he's doing now. And he would never been on board for that. Because his belief system had to be adjusted every step of the way. And as his belief system was adjusted, well, then his vibration changed. And he attracted different things. And he was ready for different things. And he's ready for different things now than he was a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Completely changed belief system equals completely changed vibration equals completely new reality. But many people would maintain their belief system and not allow it to change and stay the same and be fearful of a change. And that's why the universe moves you step by step by step, gradually, 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 gradually. And that's why it's no good to have a firm opinion of what your desire is. Because your desire could be 1,000 times more powerful and magnificent than that. Would you like to be on a path where you knew exactly where it led every step of the way?
No, but I would like to know, which I think they tell me anyways, but I do like to know milestones. I do like to see glimmers of my path, but I've always been like this. I'm the person who reads the last chapter of the book or the last page. That's just who I am. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that's who I am.
Well, that's who you are now or who you are before or who you will always be.
I'm not going to define myself like that. I'm going to say in the moment.
Let's say right that it's possible for you to get more comfortable with not knowing the next mile ahead, where it's comfortable for you not knowing the end result, where
right.
you have more curiosity about what's around the corner than fear about what's around the corner.
Yes. And I think I'm definitely moving towards that. Like, I really feel taken care of. Like, the thought of the universe takes care of you, like every need, every want.
The only way you could think it doesn't take care of you is by having a firm idea of where you think the path should go. Because if the path veers off course from where you think it should go, you'll feel fear because you think you know where it should go. Now, if you have this idea that it's better if you don't know, it's more fun if you don't know, that there's no way you can know, that you're being changed every step of the way, and that your vibration is being raised every day so that the new reality is taking shape for tomorrow, well, then you're not going to get so scared if it turns. You'll be, oh, wow, that's interesting. That is an interesting change. I wonder where this is leading now. And you won't be going like, oh, hey, I spent all this time researching bread. Why am I looking at fabric? Why am I looking at rubber?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
But I also think they really reassure you. Like, I feel the love and reassurance, like everything is unfolding perfectly. I mean, you've said that over and over. And the sentence, we are a limitless being of pure positive love. Like that, I have to say, Joshua, has really helped me tremendously to not feel fear, not knowing something around the corner. And then when I get a feeling of a future glimpse or remembering, right, and it's usually a feeling of love, it just, I don't know, it makes me excited to climb up that hill. But
yes.
I don't know if that's specific to me. You know, I mean, maybe it is because I do like to read the last page of a book. I mean, I don't know, but that's what's happening to me.
Yes.
That's my perception.
Everyone's different, of course. Yet, if you have a higher perspective, which is what we're really teaching here, is that if you realize that you are a magnificent and limitless being of pure positive love and acceptance, well, then that's a higher perspective about who you were prior to knowing that about yourself. If you realize that you exist, your home is in the non-physical, and that you come to the physical as an adventure, and this is a playground, well, then it makes the physical reality seem less intense. It makes it feel, though, nothing bad can happen to you, because you're just here having fun. That's the higher perspective. And so that reduces the intensity of your fear, and so that you can push past it. And if you can do that on your own, no matter what it is, on every occasion, well, then you'll be more open to inspiration, and you'll be more likely to push past fear. And it'll be easier for you to see how the inspiration now leads you to where you want to go. Because the inspiration will start to be consistent. And your ability to take inspired action will also be more consistent. And so when the universe sees that you are willing to push past your fear and to have a bit of faith and to take action when inspired to act, then the universe will give you more obvious signs of inspiration. It'll put more things in your path that you can handle. You see, if you choose to live a very safe life, well, then you're not going to get a lot of inspiration because the universe realizes that you're never going to push past anything.
Is that the system?
And to give you more inspiration when you're not ready for it is just to give you more reasons to feel fear.
Mm. Right?
And so by saying, I'm going to live a small and sheltered life because I am unwilling to push past fear, well, then the universe must respond to that because that is your vibration. But if you're out there saying, I intend to live a big, expansive life, and I shall push past fear by putting it into proper perspective, that the universe must give you a more expansive life. The law of attraction. You can live the little life, and the law of attraction will create a reality where you feel safe and comfortable. You can live an expansive life, and the law of attraction will give you a reality where you have ample opportunities to expand greater than you ever thought possible. And guess which life you chose?
Of course. Is it? But it's all on my vibration, right, Joshua? It's what I'm emitting.
That is the basis of this reality and all reality. You attract based on the vibration you're emitting, based on the attitude that you are emitting, based on mm-hmm. the approach to life you are living. And your reality is formed based on those things, based on the thoughts you think, the feelings you feel. It all comes back to your vibration. Everything is a part of the vibration, and the vibration sends out a signal. It's as if you're tuning your TV to a certain channel. You receive mm-hmm. that channel back.
And I'm the creator of my vibration.
Because you control the frequency that you are emitting through your thoughts. Now, you may not consciously control it because you don't have enough information. But all of those of you who are listening here right now know how the system works. And you know if you are seeing something is wrong, that is tuning your vibration to the frequency of wrong. And adding it to your vibration. Not that everything's wrong, but that specific subject is wrong for you. So if you want that to be taken out or not intensified in your vibration, well then see it in another way. See it as right. Figure out a way how to see it as right. Not right necessarily for you, not something you don't want to experience yourself, but could possibly be right for someone else. That's how you change the channel. That's how you create the reality that you prefer. It's so simple.
So you know what's still really hard? It's still really hard to know the difference of creating versus controlling because it's really subtle difference.
You are creating when you are controlling.
I am creating when I'm controlling. Okay.
Imagine that you and your friend are watching TV and your friend is watching something you don't like. And so you take the remote control and you change the channel. That's a creation. Control. That's control and that's creation. However, when you take control, you are severely limiting what you can experience. You are severely limiting the potential for your personal expansion and the potential to create the life you prefer. If you get out of the way and find a way to see how your friend's channel was interesting and fun and understand that that channel could not be on unless you were a vibrational match to it, then you can take the information from whatever program that was and move forward. But if you think that all the channels are wrong, that everything's wrong, and that you have to control everything and you have to change the channels constantly, what we're saying is, if something's happening in your life, you're a vibrational match to it. And that thing that's happening in your life is informing you what you are vibrating, what your frequency is, right? And that if you constantly could take action to change the conditions, well, you're not getting the information those conditions are bringing forth, because what they're doing is they're saying that this is a reflection of the vibration you're offering. And if you want to change that, that is how you will create a reality you prefer. Not the conditions, but how you feel, what you're thinking, your approach to life, your attitude, your mood, what you think is right and wrong, your belief systems. Change those internal things. Look at those internal things. Change your mind about those things, and then let reality spring forth from that. But when you start changing the conditions, well, all you're doing is saying, my vibration's right, my vibration's right, my vibration's right, the conditions are wrong. My beliefs are right, my attitude's right, my bad mood is right, my anger is right, my idea of right and wrong is right, the conditions are wrong. We say, the conditions are simply a reflection of your vibration. Change how you feel inside, how you feel about everything inside. Be easier and softer, freer and more fun. And feel better more often. Choose a higher perspective. In that, your vibration will change. Your reality will change. It might be a little scary as it changes, but it will change for the best. How about that?
You're on fire.
I have a question.
Excellent.
This is Genevieve.
Hi, Genevieve.
It's kind of a follow-up to what you were speaking about with Isabel, the idea of completely letting go and being led and things matching your vibration. And that's been the current my current reality. I knew that I wanted to find employment of some sort.
So you were inspired to do what?
To make money.
Okay. Inspired to make money for what reason?
To pay bills.
Okay. And what happens if you don't make money?
If I don't make money, I am evicted from.
Right. So you're inspired not to be evicted.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, excellent. Very much.
So did you find a job?
I don't have a desire to be homeless. I did, and I found it in a way that was kind of like I was already working for a national organization doing some part-time work for them in education, and just looking for some extra hours to fill a space. I have been led down to, like, just it unraveled, and now I find myself in what is called a learning center in an apartment complex with kids between the ages of 5 and 12. And I think that this has been the source of my negative emotion or what I've been feeling lately, because I just can't see how this, it just seems very far from what my desires are.
It is far, but it was created out of need, right? And that could be, we could say that is a positive thing, absolutely. But it was created out of a fear. So it is not the thing that you are most inspired to do. But it certainly is helping you in a situation where you were feeling fear to feel less fear. Because now at least you have some money coming in. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not so far off of what you want. You are a teacher. You do love children. You have those things in it. It's just not the pinnacle that you were hoping for. You see, you created something rather than allowing the universe to lead you to it. But that's okay. If you didn't allow the universe to lead you to it, because the universe could have led you to a place where you did get evicted, where all these things happened, so that you would change your belief system and realize that none of that matters whatsoever. But you have plenty of time to learn these things. And so, excellent. You You did what you wanted to do. You got yourself more hours. You found yourself working with children. You found yourself in a learning center as a teacher. It makes perfect sense. So you were a little bit resistant and a little bit allowing at the same time, and you were led to this, and now you feel like, okay, here I am, but this isn't the idea that I had in my mind.
I didn't have an idea. That's
well,
the thing.
You do have an idea. You have an idea of yourself, even if it's a far-off, crazy idea. You have your idea as a self, as a teacher, teaching a certain thing in a certain way at a very high level. And you look at the conditions of this and you say, well, this isn't that. Okay. And you say, how come it's not that? How come I've learned all this stuff? I understand how the universe works. I've adjusted my vibration. I've done all the work. I've meditated. And here I am. I find myself in something that's unsatisfying, that's unsatisfactory, that should be better than it is. And we're saying, well, one, this is just the first path on your journey, the first stage of it, and you can't tell where it's going to go from now. And two, the unsatisfying aspects of this is creating desires in you, too. And it's refining your preferences and defining your preferences. And for you, for your vibration, easing the fear of being evicted. Right? So it's doing a lot of things for you. No, it's not the end all be all. But as we were saying before to Isabel, it's one step, one step. And you can't know where it's going to come from here. You cannot know. But we do say that while you're in this step, throw yourself wholeheartedly, unabashedly into it as if it was the ultimate thing that you could have manifested. Because it was something you manifested, and it was something you created, and it does match your vibration right now. So while you're here, in this temporary situation, make it as exciting, interesting, rewarding, and be as passionate about it as you can. Focus on all of the positive attributes of this thing, and none of the negative attributes. And everything that you see is wrong with this situation. The pay, the hours, the ages of the children, the conditions of the environment. Everything that you see is wrong. Find a way to see it as right. Because that is the only work you have to do, ever. Is change your mind about what you currently think is wrong. And find a way to see it as good and right. If you can do that, you'll be led quickly, quickly, quickly to the next step, the next step, the next step. But is this constant saying that this isn't good enough, this isn't right, this should be better than it is, this should be different than it is? If you keep on that old approach to life, well, you're going to have to keep attracting the same stuff. Because until you start to change your mind about things, you can't experience a different reality. It's the law of attraction. It's the basis of this reality. It's what you came here to explore. You're exploring it fully. Now start to soften things. Start to make them easy. Start to allow your belief system to change. And you'll see things get better and better and better. We promise it. But until that happens, you're going to continue to get, we don't want to say the word lessons, but the same reflection back. The same reflection back. So you've had, let's just say in the last year, a lot of different reflections back. You've had a lot of new experiences. You've come to see yourself in a different light from a different perspective. And a lot of things have changed. And then some things are the same. And those things are the things you still think are wrong and bad. And it will continue to be wrong and bad until you start this process of understanding that nothing is happening in reality unless it is helping you come to another perspective, another way of thinking. It's there for you. It's always there for you. This, too, is another thing. So this time, we say, lean into it as fully as you can and just see what happens. And you say, no, that's bullshit. It should be better. It should be easier by now.
Genevieve is very quiet about this.
We understand totally. But the conditions are never as bad as you think they are. The conditions are never bad. The conditions may be something you don't prefer. But until you stop seeing them as bad and wrong and start seeing them as how they're possibly good and right, you're just going to get more and more and more and more of the same old thing. And Genevieve, even if you don't think that this is the environment of teaching that you think that you'd like to be in, this environment caused you to birth this question. And this question is helping more people than you can ever imagine, now and in the future.
The other thing I wanted to ask about this environment is the environment feels like a match to the life that I had.
Parts of it are still there in your vibration. Parts of it are not there in your vibration. So until you get those parts of the old things out of your vibration, you're going to get more and more of this stuff. And this is created based in a fear. Just remember that. You had a fear that you're going to get evicted. You had a fear that you had to do something. Now, you could have been a waitress, and that would have been worse than this. You know, you for you, not for saying for anyone else. But you could have been a store clerk, and that would have been worse for you because there was little ability to teach like you can teach here. Little ability to interact with children like you can do here, right? So it's still showing you that you are a teacher, that this is the environment, and now you can start to change things. But you change them only by seeing them as right, not by seeing them as wrong. You'll never change anything by seeing it as wrong. If you see anything as wrong, you're just going to add that to your vibration. Keep it in your vibration. Keep the intensity of that wrongness high in your vibration. Let's imagine that your vibration is a pie. And there's a wedge of this pie. We'll say it looks like blueberry. And that dark blue color is the intensity of what you think is wrong. And when you think, well, that should be different, you just expand that pie. So it gets bigger and bigger. So now the pie attracts blueberry pie lovers, because so much of it is blueberry. Now, from the perspective of looking at the different things, there's blueberry pie, there's apple pie, there's key lime pie, there's strawberry pie, there's cherry pie, right? And there's cherry pie lovers and key lime lovers and blueberry lovers. None of it's wrong. It's just that's the kind of thing you're attracting. And as you think that blueberry pie is wrong, the blueberry pie part of it gets bigger. Because the universe doesn't say, oh, she thinks it's wrong, we're going to make it smaller. Because the universe doesn't know of such a concept as wrong. It only knows of what you're focused on. And it only knows you're focused on blueberry. And so it says, well, Genevieve is focused on blueberry. She must love blueberry. Let's give her more blueberry. She must need blueberry. To explore reality as she intends, she must need more blueberry. She's focused on it so intensely that she definitely wants more blueberry. What else could it be? The universe never considers for a second that you don't want more blueberry. The universe thinks blueberry is delicious. The universe thinks blueberry is necessary. You're the only one who thinks blueberry is bad, wrong. Now, if you say, hey, blueberries are not wrong. This is not wrong. This environment's not wrong. It's just a step. Let's see what I can do here. Let's see how I can lean into it. Let's see how I can make it taste good to me. Let's see how I can see how it's good for other people. Let's see how I can not think it means anything about who I am or my progress. Let's not say, you know, I only like apple pie, and if I was doing well, the whole thing would be apple pie, right? Let's just say that a little blueberry is good, and it's a little good to have in the mix, and there's nothing wrong with it. And let's just see what I can do in this environment that I think feels bad to me, feels like I haven't achieved anything or moved or progressed. You have progressed because this is a different thing. You are progressing. You just think blueberry's wrong, and so the universe will give you more blueberry. Stop thinking it's wrong, and you will get more whatever you like.
Mm.
If we had a mic to drop, we would drop it right now.
I don't think I'm thinking it's wrong, though. That's that. I think.
Do you think it's the best job you've ever had in your life?
It feels good. Like, I don't think it's wrong.
Are you thrilled to go there every day? Do you think you're being paid what you want to be paid?
No.
Okay.
But I'm accepting it. Like, I'm not like, good. Oh, give me a raise. I'm like, okay, it's cool.
Let's take the aspects of it you like. What are the aspects you think are good?
I like playing. Like, we get to play and run, and I like that. I like the crafts. I like to do art. I like to talk to the kids. I like the hours. I like the schedule.
You like what? What was the last one?
The schedule.
Schedule.
The
hours. Okay. Excellent. All good things. Wonderful things. Is there anything that could possibly be improved? If you could wave a magic wand, what's the one thing you would improve?
The one thing that it's not an improvement. I want a clear understanding of why I'm there, and I want also a clear understanding.
Oh, you want to read the last chapter of the book first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Joshua, there's this other thing that I wanted to bring up around this situation. And see, it's the idea of aggressive behavior. And when I say that, I'm only bringing it up because I feel like I've seen it a lot, not only in this environment, but I haven't been watching the news for a very long time. But when I do tune into what's happening, and I don't know if it's a result of like how I'm feeling before, but I can feel like it, what feels like this kind of like rumble in people, and like I am trying to understand what.
Well, before we go into that, let's go back to this environment altogether total. Okay. So if this is the best possible job that you could ever manifest in your life, there would be nothing to change about it. It would be perfection. But if you could change something about it, because if it was the best thing that you could ever create, well, then you wouldn't know, you wouldn't care why you're there. You wouldn't say, why am I here? I need to know why I'm here. You wouldn't say any of that. You would just say, oh, I'm living in bliss. This is fabulous. Every minute of the day is filled with joy. And what you're moving towards is that sort of feeling. Feeling of completeness and wholeness and satisfaction and joy and making a contribution and working in something bigger than yourself, right? So you're seeing the difference between where you think you should be and where you are now, and you're saying, why am I here now? So if you couldn't ask this question, why am I here? Why does this feel the same as it always does? Without seeing something wrong with it. And that's what we're saying. We're saying it's awesome to think everything's great. But until you understand that what you are doing is seeing something is wrong, you will just keep getting more of that back. Do you see what we're saying? Does that make any sense? Does that make sense to you all who are listening?
Yes.
Okay. So if you didn't see anything as wrong, you would be led to a different thing altogether. It's the holding on to what you think is wrong that's keeping you in this environment. It has to. It can't be any different. That has to be, that's the only thing that could possibly happen. Because you'd be moving forward, and all the time, you know, feeling as if you're advancing, not feeling as if you're being brought back to the same old place again. Do you see what we're saying here?
Yeah. Can you repeat that? So,
okay.
If you see something is wrong, let's say you see brutality.
No, we're not saying it is wrong. What we're saying is, if you have the feeling like you've been here before and this is the same old thing that Jennifer explained that she was feeling, she's like, why am I here? You know, I'd like to see what's coming ahead. I want to see where this is going. I want to know why I'm in the same place I've been before. Is that right, Genevieve? Did we get that right?
No.
So tell us again.
I feel like I'm in an unknown place. It's not the same place.
What were you saying that you're having? Maybe you can clarify that.
am just, you were correct in like wanting to know more about the bigger picture, but I'm not, I don't see myself as seeing things wrong. I just want to, but it's also not, it's not wrong, but it's not, you know, if I had a fantasy job or, you know, had this idea of what would be the perfect, I don't have any of that. Like, I don't have anything is what I'm trying to say. Like, and so I don't see it as wrong, but I see aspects of it as wrong. And one aspect is it of it that I feel is I would have a preference. A preference would be more money, and that would be everybody would want that. Like, I don't see that, like, on what I'm receiving from this job, like, it doesn't match what I have to pay for at all is what I'm trying to. And I'm not seeing it as wrong. I'm just, I still have like the fear, like, there's a lot of fear.
So you had a condition in your life where you were worried about being evicted. You had a fear of lack of money, that you didn't have enough money to do what you had to do. And so from that fear, you solved the fear by getting a job, thinking that the job would alleviate the fear. Right? But the but the job can't alleviate the fear. Nothing can. The outside conditions never can make you feel secure. That's not how the system works.
Yeah, but we have to live in a system within a system. And the system within the system is a system that requires money. So I don't, I mean, like, the idea of, like, I don't know how many of us would just not go to work.
Yes. But it's a different level for you, though. That's a different thing. So what you're going to be learning here, which is very much part of the exploration of lack that lots and lots of people are going through, is that if you take action out of fear, you're going to be not solving the thing that gave you the fear in the first place. It just won't work. Now, we're not saying that don't get a job and don't do anything, but we are saying that you can't look at the conditions to solve your problem with fear. Right? You have to be able to feel confident in spite of this fear that you have, and then be inspired to do that which will move you forwards, but not so that it solves the fear. Because if you keep your entire life trying to solve this fear of insecurity around money or lack of money, the conditions can never make you feel that that feels secure. You have to feel secure in your understanding of how the universe works, in that when you need what you need, you'll be inspired to do it. Now, you were inspired to get this job, but you are thinking this job should alleviate your fear of lack, and it can't do that. This job cannot give you security. In fact, if you're to win the lottery, that would not give you security either. You would fear that you would run out of that money too, or that you would lose it, or you would invest it unwisely. You would come up with a whole bunch of different fears around that. It's always this fear of lack that's going to be with you until you start to look at the universe differently, look at your life differently, look at how reality works differently. But the condition, no matter what you did, will never ease that fear. That fear is an inside job. That's a belief system that you have to do something to do it, or that you have to have someone else to help you out, right? Other people might find a mate just to feel secure. And in that fear of lack, they say, well, one way I can solve this is to find a mate, and the mate will make me feel secure. And that never works out, does it? So when you're looking for the outside conditions to ease a fear, you're saying that I'm not going to change my beliefs about abundance and lack and that sort of thing, my worthiness, my ability to generate everything I need, because I am a limitless being. It's saying, oh, I'm looking at myself from a limited perspective, that I have to do something to make this money. And once I do something to make this money, then I'll feel better. And then you find yourself in that situation not feeling any better, because the condition can only feel, make you feel what your dominant vibration is anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's just how the system works. So you just have to find a way to feel more secure in other ways.
But the other part of it, though, is I have really relaxed around money as well. So,
and you've been able to do things and experience things that are amazing this year, right? And you've been able to do these things with and without money, with and without gifts, with and without
with
people
money.
Helping you out. Well, not everything was with money. Some things came as gifts.
I know, but with the money comes like a big decrease in the money that I have and no more money coming in despite me relaxing and allowing and just calming myself. There's not any more flow coming in is what I'm trying to say.
So do you think the flow comes in when you relax about money or when you start to feel secure that you will get everything you need when you need it?
Secure.
Okay. Now, you are, whether you know it or not, getting everything you need when you need it. You are getting everything you need when you need it. It just doesn't seem like it to you. And one of the things that you're getting is this job where you think the job is supposed to make you feel more secure. And it doesn't. And this is the thing. Now, are there other jobs that you could have that would make more money?
Yes.
And why don't you have those jobs?
Because I don't want to do a job for money.
Exactly. Exactly right. You don't want to do a job for money. Because what's more important? Doing what you're interested in doing and in enjoying your the moments you're in, moment by moment, in the time that you're doing it, or feeling secure? Which do you think is more important?
Doing things moment to moment, allowing things to come.
Because feeling secure is just how you're going to feel. It's 100% up to you, right? Yeah. And would you rather feel secure but do something you hate doing, or do something you love doing and feel insecure? Well, obviously, that's why you're doing it, right? So you can now feel secure doing what you love doing, because you could feel angry, you could feel depressed, you can feel resentful, you can feel regret, you can feel anything you want to feel. But all that feeling is telling you is that you're looking at reality in a way that your inner self is not looking at it. You're thinking that you should have a big pile of money in the bank so that you feel good. But the universe is saying, feel good now, in spite of that. Learn how to control how you feel. Learn how to choose your perspective. And do not ever think that the results are indicative of what you think you've been doing. The results are exactly perfect for what you've been doing. Mm. Right? The results are telling you that the conditions will never make you feel secure. That's your job. And if you keep asking the conditions to make you feel something, well, then the universe has to keep bringing you that. Has to keep bringing you this feeling of insecurity. This reality that shows you that you're insecure about money, about abundance. Once you relax that, well, then you've found the key to everything. Because if you can ease how you feel in that area, well, then you can ease how you feel in every area and realize that it's your choice to feel that way. It's your choice to feel insecure about money. It's your choice to feel unworthy. It's your choice to feel inadequate. It's your choice to feel adequate. It's your choice to feel worthy. It's your choice to feel capable. It's your choice to feel good. Do you feel like you're a good teacher with these kids?
Yes.
Okay. That's your choice.
I understand. Yeah. I get that. But I guess it's just been a deep, 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 deep hole to climb out of.
It's not a hole to climb out of. It is an experience that you're experiencing.
Or the experiencing things and just having the pattern of response and to change that pattern of response has been.
So, but see, you're still trying to do things to make something happen. You're still trying to control the conditions to make your fear of lack go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's never going to work. It can never work. It just can't work. It's impossible.
So just lay, like, lay back and flow.
Flow. Flow. Have faith. And then note every time something magical happens. Every time something happens that didn't require money. Every time you have a fun experience that didn't require money. Notice how that everything you need comes when you need it. You got the job. You needed the job, you got the job. You needed this, you got that. You needed this, you got that. You wanted to do this, you somehow you did it. You wanted to go to Vegas, somehow you were in Vegas.
All right.
Excellent. Okay. Who else would like to go?
Hi, Joshua. It's Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to say, but I kind of wanted to. I loved what you just said about feel confident in spite of fear. So I just want to tell you a little bit about what's going on with me. First of all, I have two paying clients in my new passion, which is the tapping and NLP. So that's very exciting. And I think a lot of that has to do with all, you know, this year that I've spent rediscovering who I am and realizing how worthy I am and that I don't need anybody to validate my worthiness. And so, you know, I love this thing about feel confident in spite of fear because a lot of changes are happening for me. So I've given up one day of my regular teaching job so that I can invest more time in my tapping. I've decided to get an apartment and live by myself. And, you know, like when I had this idea, it was, well, somebody mentioned it that I know that she said there was some apartment available and I went to go see it and it was really scary because, you know, I was scared to go. It was sort of like, even as my foot was on the pedal driving me to this destination, I was like in disbelief that I was actually doing this, you know? And so I went and then the house wasn't for me. So then I called some other realtor and I'm going to, you know, go and see another one, but it's sort of like I'm staying in the moment, taking the first step. But what I realized is I'm not moving away from anything. I'm actually moving towards what I want, and what I truly want is freedom. I want to experience myself as an authentic self. And in this environment, you know, it's okay. I have a good situation, but this security business is really for the birds. It's not real, like you said. And, yeah, I just feel like what I really, really want is to be free and to experience life on my own for a little while. And, you know, I had to really push through a lot of fear to come to this knowing. And I'm just so happy I'm here now. I mean, I don't know what's going to unfold, but, you know, everybody's going to like freak out, but that's okay. I can allow myself this time to go do this.
So the idea was freedom. And
yep.
Then the inspiration was to look at an apartment. And
yeah,
you had a friend who mentioned it. Now, did you tell your friend that you're interested in an apartment? How did that conversation come up?
No, not at all. She just mentioned it because maybe her husband was going to do it or her friend was going to do it. And then she told me about it. And then like a few days passed and I hadn't even thought about it. And then I talked to her again and I said, well, maybe I want to go see it. It's sort of like inspiration, like spoke through my lips. Yep. I didn't even think about it.
So it took a little bit of time before you were ready for this inspiration, because a year ago, you might not have been ready.
The
idea might have come to you, and you might have dismissed it out of fear back then.
Completely.
But it comes now at the right, exact right, perfect time. That there's still fear. Yeah. There will always be fear there.
Oh, yeah.
But
step,
it's simply to contact the person, look at the property. That's it. Now, it's not for you. Good. Good. Because something is for you. But this was the first step. The universe would say, well, let's give her a little inspiration, see where this goes. Okay, she's willing to look at this one place. Well, let's give her a little inspiration now, see where this goes. Okay, she's willing to talk to a realtor. Okay, let's give her a little more inspiration, let's see where that goes. Oh, she's willing to do some research online. She's willing to think about conversations with other people. She's willing to go here and here and here and here. So we'll give her more inspiration, more inspiration, more inspiration. Oops! Too much fear, too big. We'll have to pull back a little bit. We'll have to take her another way. We'll have to gently ease her into the shallow end of the pool. She does not want to be pushed in the deep end of the pool. She wants to ease her way into the shallow end. Mm. And eventually she'll make her way to where she wants to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And none of it's right or wrong. It's all of an experience. Nothing's yeah. wrong with staying where you are. Nothing's wrong with going out on your own.
No. No. Right? No.
Yeah.
But, you know, it took, there was a big gap for me because I was initially, my fears were about fear of my husband's anger, fear of breaking his heart, fear of the community and their judgment of me, fear of being on my own. What yeah. the hell's that going to be like, you know?
And this, lost is, fear. This is all made up. It's all made up.
Yeah.
Because you can only get what you need, right? You can only get what you need, what you're ready for. Yeah. And yeah. you might look at certain aspects of this. And say, oh, he's upset, and I feel yeah. bad. And that's your mm-hmm. choice, right? And there's nothing yeah. wrong with that choice. But do you want to create a life based on the fear of the negative emotion you're going to fear when you upset someone?
Exactly.
Right? Do you want to create a life based on the fear of the negative emotion that you're going to feel when the community shuns you, or not doesn't shun you, but it's just the fear of them shunning you. You don't even know what's going to happen. You don't even know how your husband's yeah. going to feel. Now, he might externally express anger or disappointment or mm-hmm. sadness, but internally, yeah. if it's right for him, he might be able to see that, oh, this is leading to something new, that he was doing the same thing you were doing, that he didn't want to yeah. upset you. That he mm-hmm. wanted to, had a fear of being alone.
Right? Yeah.
And so you're both mm-hmm. in this thing together because you both have this fear. And yeah. as you move towards that which you choose, you allow him to move towards that which ultimately might be for his highest good as well. Now,
yeah.
do you think that you could do something as a being of love that wasn't for his highest good?
No.
It's not possible. Because he's mm-hmm. creating as well. And if you leave, he's creating that experience as well. And yeah. if he chooses a limited perspective, well, that's his choice and he's welcome to it. But it's yeah. not necessary. And 5 years after the fact, he might meet someone else. He might have this other life. He might find a different passion. He might do something mm-hmm. that he never would have done. And he might say, thank God Nikki chose to move towards that which inspired her. Because had she not mm-hmm. done that, I would have been maintaining this cheese grater life that was unsatisfying. Is yeah. it possible for you to be in a relationship with someone who is 100% totally all in, committed, and meant to be in that relationship? It would not be possible for you to leave. Mm. It can only be possible for you to leave if it was for his and everyone else's ultimate higher good. It's just that from yeah. your perspective, you can't see that. And so you have a fear that it might be bad for them. But that's just a fear.
Yeah. Yeah. But actually, I know on some level that it's probably, well, I don't know, but I feel that it's actually, it's for his highest good and my highest good. And the fact is that ultimately I just want to, I care about how I feel. I can no longer base my decisions on how other people feel about me.
Right.
It's like I love myself enough now to actually do what I want to do.
Right. And when you start doing what you want to do, there will be times when you're going to choose a limited perspective, but you just have yeah. to remember that you're doing what you want to do that's for you and that is in the direction of that which called you.
Yeah.
Not changing something because it's wrong, but moving towards no. something that's a more of a reflection of who you are now.
That's exactly how I feel right now. It's not, you know, I could stay here. This is a nice life. It's all nice and safe and small.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like, you know, I'm in a tight suit. I'm ready to like break free, but not like I'm in prison.
Right.
Just that I want to fly. I want to like, you know, I want to spread my wings and fly.
And you can always go back.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm great for having a plan B.
Excellent. Good. Make it as easy as possible for everyone involved.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
Excellent. Good. Arno.
Hello, Joshua.
Hello.
Hello. It's funny you should call up on me. It's scary how those stories that come up that unravel are very close to what's going on in your own life. What are the odds?
What are the odds?
Yeah, I was just thinking this morning, this weekend, like Nikki, about considering getting a place just for myself as well. So I'll have to let that unfold. But
so you had the inspiration?
Yeah.
What did that inspiration feel like? Did it feel like a lightning bolt going, yes, I know exactly how it should go now. Where has this been? This is fantastic. Or was it like, oh, it's an idea. What's that like?
It wasn't like a lightning bolt. It was just talking with friends, and a friend is just moving out of a flat in the city center, and she was telling of how the agent was booking ridiculous appointments very early in the morning to get people to visit it. And then I thought, oh, maybe I could get it. I could get that flat. And so anyway, it was just a thought that germinated in my head and just kind of took hold over the weekend. And I thought, but it's still a nice idea to contemplate. It's not something I'm necessarily drawn towards vividly at this stage, but it's just,
well, how do you know?
It just feels nice.
How do you know if you're drawn vividly to it, or how do you know this is just the first step?
By how I feel, I guess.
Well, by your fears.
Mm.
Right. So if you have the idea, if you have the idea, and fear comes up, goes, no, I should stay where I am. No, that's all the hassle and money and things people would think and blah, 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 and upsetting the apple cart and all that, blah, 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 blah. So if you're not ready for it, the fears will be highly intense and you'll dismiss the idea initially. But if you're, but if it's the first step, why not take the first step?
Exactly. There are a few fears around it which are more, which feel like obstacles at this stage, logistical obstacles and various other things.
Well, that's so, because you're taking 50 steps ahead. You're saying actually moving into this one apartment. Inspiration is possibly to go out to something different.
I'm not terribly aware. But I wanted to talk to you about, and I guess it goes back to an aspect that Genevieve was talking about. You know, when you're in a situation where you feel you're not necessarily in the right place. Mm-hmm. A lot of the other videos and stuff that I, other material that I read or I see, talk about the subconscious and the role of the subconscious when you're in a place where you not necessarily think you should be, and to overcome this subconscious and using periods of time like before you go to bed or first thing in the morning to really sharpen your focus on these things, to reprogram your subconscious mind.
So we'll say that there are thoughts you are consciously aware of, feelings you're consciously aware of, an attitude or mood that you're consciously aware of, and there's things that you're unconsciously aware of. You're unconscious of possibly negative thought. You're unconscious of possible negative emotion. It's not subconscious. It's just that you're not paying attention to it. Your focus is a little bit off in those areas. So there's nothing that's creating that is subconscious. There is just an unawareness of certain thoughts and emotions that you're just not paying attention to, that you think are normal, that are, you know, right. So go ahead more on this subconscious idea.
Well, I've been, in the past few days, I've really been trying to, focus on my, state of being rather than focusing on things specifically. Just trying to feel that connection, but from reaching, focusing on my heart center and the sensation around my heart center. And I was wondering how the, and I've been in a state of bliss most of the time. I feel like I've got a geranium growing in my chest most of the time, just with my thoughts. I'm just applying to generate that good feeling just by focusing with the breathing and my thoughts on my heart center. And I was wondering, how is this what I'm reaching for? I'm not really sure where I'm going with this, but I feel like I'm trying to, rather than to resist the temptation to change the conditions around me when I feel, you know, we all get that feeling we need to change something to feel better.
What do you want to change really, to feel better? If you could change one thing, what would it be to feel better?
You know, but where I you know, get more money, change.
How would
where
you feel
I
better
live.
If you had more money?
Well, I don't know. I would spend it all probably and end up in the same conditions. But I realize this is not really, and I just want to feel good. And I realize that changing the conditions around me is not necessarily going to achieve this. And really,
it's not
so
going to achieve
I'm really.
It, right. The conditions it is, are a reflection of how you feel. Now, those conditions are very, 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 very good. And so to appreciate the positive aspects of those conditions is to create a momentum towards more and more and more of the positive. And the, and the noticing or the thinking that certain conditions could be better or wrong create desires for change. Okay? Nothing's wrong with either of that. That's all wonderful. But you are in control of how you feel. And so this is a practice of doing what you're doing, is doing whatever you can to feel good. Now, you are spending time imagining something with your heart, but you could also spend your time writing a list of appreciation of things you're grateful for, of trying to find a higher perspective, trying to say, I don't see how this is unfolding. I wish that right now I had more money. I think that if I had more money, I'd have a better experience of life. I think that I could, I'm feeling a lack of freedom because I have a lack of money. And if I had money, I would do things differently. Things would be better, blah, 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 whatever it is. And then we say, think of it a little bit differently. Take a little bit different perspective. What if you're getting everything you need to get to go where you truly want to go right now? Mm-hmm. What if everything was unfolding perfectly? This new job, this idea for a new apartment, this conversations with us, these other things you're interested in. What if this is all part of the process leading you everywhere you want to go? What if there are beliefs within you that are being altered right now as we speak? What if you are moving in a direction of that which you're interested in? And in doing that, your beliefs are going to change little by little by little. What if you become more open to the idea that you can look at your beliefs and see if they are limiting or not? What if you can realize that you are moving quickly, that things are happening very quickly as you are expanding through different experiences? What if you thought that the dissatisfaction that you have is simply your inner self looking at life from a different perspective than you are, and that the only thing you ever have to do is try to match your inner self's perspective, and knowing that any feeling of lack or of unsatisfaction is simply the fact that you're choosing a perspective that doesn't match your inner self's perspective. And the only practice is changing your perspective. Start saying, no, this is just another step in the right direction. That I just can't see how things are working out, and I can't know where this road is leading to. But that there are many, 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 many good things on this journey. And that I need to climb a little bit higher on this ladder to look at my life from the same perspective my inner self is, and to not take everything so seriously or literally, because nothing really means anything.
I don't actually feel any dissatisfaction in my life at the moment, and I can actually appreciate how my perspective has changed, probably because there would have been a time when I would have, in the same situation, I would have seen what I wasn't satisfied with. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, the things that I probably took for granted before, I appreciate and I actually feel satisfaction. I feel very satisfied in where I am. And as I said, I've had this really kind of, I feel like I can almost manufacture that feeling of bliss just through inner, kind of looking on the inner side, which is great. And one of the things that I've done consciously recently is just to question either my inner guide or whoever, to just show me my soul's desires in a way. This is a question that I articulate every day. And
what's the answer? What's your soul's desire?
Well, I haven't really had an answer clearly as yet. I don't know. I probably have many soul's desires.
What do you think one
is? That's one to be shown.
Yes.
Probably to know about this.
Well, certainly.
And that's something.
Certainly. Well, we will go back to saying that your soul's desires are those intentions you set prior to your birth. And the vast majority of those intentions are general in nature. So that your soul's desire is to express love, is to experience freedom and abundance, is to live in joy and bliss, and is to choose the same perspective as your inner self is choosing, so that you feel good most of the time. And then there might be something more specific that you want to explore. And you're doing that. You can't help but do that. And that is why you're here, interested in what you're interested in with these people. This is how you got into this group. This is a manifestation more closely tied to your soul's desire than anything else you can think of. And everything else that you think you want is a reflection of what you believe would make you happy if the condition existed in your life. But what's really happening is that everything's unfolding perfectly as you intended prior to your birth. And you're either allowing it by feeling good, by doing the work to feel good, which is what you're doing. The more of that work is the more allowing work. And the more you can consciously find a way, however you decide to do it, and there is no right or wrong way. The way you're doing it is the perfect way. But the work is to feel good now in spite of the conditions rather than to change the conditions so that you feel good. So that we applaud everything you're doing. And we understand that this idea of feeling satisfied is fantastic that you can get there. But you are an explorer, and explorers are never satisfied. So the conditions are never going to make you feel satisfied. You can feel satisfied in the conditions that exist to a certain extent.
Ashik, I think when you're asking me what my soul's desire is, my definition would be to find something where time loses its meaning for
find your passion.
That is something that I feel I haven't quite found. I feel this when I'm watching Netflix series, but that probably doesn't count. I just want to find something that makes me feel that I can completely be engrossed in throughout the day.
We would have to say that we've been on this conversation now for an hour and a half. And from our perspective, it seems like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So you've manifested one area.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I see it as something to look for with excitement rather than something that's a missing
right.
piece of the jigsaw puzzle in my life that prevents me from feeling satisfied or happy. It's just something that is yet to come and that will come.
Well, it comes in the form of Netflix series. It comes in the form of this conversation. It comes in a lot of different forms. Allow it to come. Allow it to be in whatever form it is without thinking it should take a certain shape.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I just love the feeling of feeling passionate about something,
yeah.
Whichever way it comes in.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Well, seek that feeling. Realize that it's your birthright to feel that way. And allow it to come in any form that it comes. Don't question the form. Don't think the form should mean anything for you. Just realize that it can come as long as you're open to it, and it will come, and it comes now, and it's come many times before in your life as well. Good. Well, we are thrilled to have had this conversation with you. We thank you all for being here. It is an amazing thing that we can get together with you on a consistent basis and keep reaching for higher and higher and higher and higher and higher ideas and inspiration and thoughts. We are truly thrilled that we can bring forth something from the non-physical into the physical. And we see you all doing so much to move towards that which you are here to explore in courage and with faith. And it's exhilarating from our perspective, and we hope you feel it too. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.